This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So NBA sophomore Victor Wembanyama recently made some statements that I found to be pretty accurate and revelatory. Now, he recently called out players in the NBA for their poor work ethic and him having a change of mind in regards to how he perceives them. So what exactly were the comments that he made? In a recent interview, he said the following. In a good way, some of them are really impressive and inspiring in the way that they approach the game every night. But others that I used to like, now it's like I'm just not sure they deserve it. Like they don't seem like they put as much work in as I thought. So what do I make of his comments? That he's calling out his peers and putting them on notice, although it would have been good to hear him say specific names. But I get it. It's a business. You can't call anyone out in particular because that type of beef or that kind of statements, they're not really good for a corporation like the NBA. But it's not hard to surmise who he's talking about. Now, I have my opinions on who they might be. Normally, in a case like this, I would say that if you don't say names, then don't bother saying anything. But I'll make an exception for him for two reasons. The first is, like I said, the NBA is a business, so it wouldn't really be received well. Now, you can't make fun of your competition. The second is that the NBA has become so watered down and soft that at least these statements, it brings back a semblance of the competitive nature that the NBA used to have. So I'm willing to settle for that. But when I heard these statements, I'll share with you guys all of the thoughts that crossed my mind. Now with this podcast, I don't just share opinions or report news. I also want to share my perspectives and how I see things in an entertaining and informative way. Now in a sense, I'm bridging my passion for sports and current events with life philosophy. But anyways, as the first original and authentic Wire to Wire podcast fashion, here are the thoughts that came to me when I saw these comments. Number one, you know how they say never meet your idols because they may disappoint you? This reminds me of that. Now, he was watching these players while pursuing his dream of being a basketball player, and I'm sure that he held many of them in high esteem. But as it turns out, he realized that it's all smoke and mirrors. Now understand, that's what it's like with meeting most of these people. Now not to flex or anything like that, but I've been in rooms and spaces with some of these athletes, entertainers, and influencers, and I can tell you firsthand that some of them were not impressive at all. So I can believe him when he says what he says. I'm sure most of the guys in the league aren't hard workers or dedicated to the game. Do you think it's a coincidence that a guy like Kyle Kuzma had multiple air balls in the preseason? That's what happens when you have no strength under your legs. I'm sure he hasn't been training much, if at all, this whole offseason. He's more than likely just been chilling and living his life. And that's what most of these guys do. Even the player that says he spends over $1 million on his body and is in peak shape, according to Shale Sonnen, he allegedly, the key word is allegedly, is getting help by way of performance enhancers. Again, allegedly. So it's all smoke and mirrors. Trust me, the celebrity that you may hold in high regard is most likely an unimpressive person. So don't look up to these people too much or think too highly of them. They're not what it seems. Now, the second thought that crossed my mind was this. There's this whole debate between foreigners versus nationals, and it's been gaining a lot of steam globally, really. Now, I don't normally weigh in on these kinds of topics because I think it's pointless, but I see that there's valid arguments to be made on both sides.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
I do believe that national cultures, languages, and practices need to be preserved, protected, and respected, especially by foreigners. And this applies in every country. No one should be in a country with the intention to try to change their cultural practices or their mores. Now, this is a stance that you often hear people in Western countries take against foreigners. But that also means if you're a Westerner living in a country that you're foreign to, the same principle would apply to you. But of course, it doesn't always happen that way. Usually, certain people will go to foreign countries and they have expectations that the country that they're in needs to adapt to how they do things. Now, this leads to a circular argument that goes nowhere, which is precisely why I don't get into it. But another discussion that often comes up is the replacement of nationals with foreigners. And one of the arguments often made is that foreigners do the jobs that the nationals don't want to do. And I believe, to an extent, that this logic applies to the NBA as well. Now, from the league and ownership perspective, I believe they see it as foreign players usually are more focused, more dedicated, they're easier to manage, they're low maintenance, and they don't really get caught up with the distractions the way American players tend to. Now, if you look at guys like Giannis, right, Siakam, Wembanyama, Jokic, they don't really get bad press, cause controversy, or create public relation firestorms for their respective organizations. They just play hard, do their job, and in the offseason, they live quiet, drama-free lives. Now, juxtapose that with a guy like Ja Morant and a host of other players that deal with off-court issues. Now, like I said, both sides have an argument, and I can certainly see it from both sides, but I do think that this is one of the frames of lens that institutions such as businesses, in this particular case, the NBA, looks at it from. And another thought that crossed my mind is the culture of the NBA usually is determined by the face of the league. So the Jordan era, it was competitive, entertaining, and they achieved substantial growth, right? The Jordan brand as well as the NBA, which he was the face of. Now, if you look at the Kobe, Shaq, AI, Vince Carter, T-Mac era, that represented tough competition, a genuine passion for the game, with a hip-hop flair. And I think that encapsulated that era as a whole, because it was a great era of basketball. Now, if you look at what many would call the LeBron era, it has become watered down, soft, friendly, and uncompetitive. And this has resulted in a decline in viewership, guys forming super teams, And the NBA, for the first time, has the equivalent of participation trophies. And all of these things perfectly encapsulate LeBron, what kind of player and person he is, and what his legacy is in the game. And to further cement my point, let's look at the All-Star Games and the NBA viewership as a whole. The 90s and the 2000s had some of the best All-Star Games, and really they peaked around the mid-2000s. Once LeBron became the league's representative, it started to face a steep decline, and it hasn't recovered. The same thing happened with their ratings. Now, one can surmise and look at it and say that he's actually been a cancer for the league. Now, Wembanyama, I believe, represents the potential for change. He can reintroduce that competitive fire and spirit back to the league. He can reshape the league in his image. Now, these comments that he made can be taken as hope that he can restore something, you know, at least close to the competitive nature that we've once seen in the league. Now, I don't believe the best is yet to come for the NBA, right? And that's partially why Michael Jordan and Mark Cuban, they sold their teams. But I do believe that he can slightly help the league recover from the extensive damage that LeBron caused it. But we'll see. Time will tell. But overall, I thought that these comments were certainly accurate. Plus, I welcome these kinds of comments, and they were encouraging to hear in regards to him, his future, and what the league has and what the future has in store for him and the league. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and you guys can also follow me on social media. You can even check out my books. Everything will be in the description. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.